roids dropping off the radar? I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. A little more fanfare would have been nice about a month ago when one of the nation's most respected annual reports on drug use by teenagers revealed that the use of anabolic steroids, an already low number to begin with, had taken a drop. The media coverage that came out of the University of Michigan's 2009 study of teen drug use was missing what some suggested was the biggest problem facing high school sports, steroid use. Even in the press release issued on the study, you have to go to the very end of the text to find it referenced. The study revealed peak levels of steroid use with a group of students in the 8th grade in 2000, then the 10th grade in 2002, and the 12th grade in 2004. In the wake of those reports were all kinds of attention grabs by all kinds of people, screaming that this 1 to 2 to 3% use rate needed to be brought under control. Some of those squeaky wheels got greased enough to see steroid testing of high school athletes in other states ramped up. But what goes up must also come down. The testing programs, costing hundreds of thousands of dollars, were a bust. The return on investment of such programs was nil. They hardly caught anybody. How could that be? Simple. The problem was not as big then as those squeaky wheels led you to believe, and it's even less now. Since those peaks in the first half of the decade, use by all students in grade 8 was down half, grade 10 use was down two-thirds, and seniors in high school were using steroids at a rate that was down 40%. The new numbers are less than 1% now for the first two groups and 1.5% for the third. The rate for boys, which are higher than girls, were 1%, 1.2%, and 2.5% respectively. The steroid epidemic that never existed to begin with school-aged children, has further been minimized. It still merits our attention, however, with education programs which are more cost-efficient and which have proven to be more effective than testing programs. The bigger threat to our student population has been and continues to be tobacco, alcohol, and recreational drugs. The University of Michigan study identified that cigarette smoking was down in 2009, but that smokeless tobacco use was up. Also up was binge drinking, smoking marijuana, and the abuse of prescription drugs. There's no doubt that we have to remain vigilant when it comes to the use of substances by our young people, which carry claims of improving athletic performance, whether it's steroids or other compounds. I had a call from a reporter recently telling me about a non-school trainer administering over-the-counter compounds that you have to be 18 to buy to a group of student athletes to help them in their off-season training. School employees would be fired under state law for doing that. It begs the question, where are the parents? Do they simply not know? Or are they so hungry for their child and their team to achieve success in the school program that they feel the need to seek the assistance of a non-school trainer to get a competitive edge through questionable means? That's even a scarier thought than the students doing it on their own. Young basketball players can sign up now to take part in the March Magic Hoop Fest at Jennison Fieldhouse in East Lansing, the weekends of the MHSAA Girls and Boys Basketball Finals at the Breslin Center. Teams of 5th through 8th graders may sign up for the Jump Ball Jamboree, and individuals in grades 4 through 8 may sign up for the Learning from the Legends clinics to take place both weekends. Volunteers to help run activities both weekends of the Hoop Fest are also being sought. For more information, visit marchmagichoopfest.com. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.